It's the review show post-PSG with me, Rob Gutman, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. We'd start, boys. We're very happy, aren't we? Bit hungover, some of us, Neil. Some less so. Actually, how are you? You worked last night, didn't you, Sean?
Yeah, I was busy footballing it.
Managing a football team.
To speak. Yeah.
This morning you're going to retro-virtually manage this Liverpool team and dissect what happened out there. It's obviously, first and foremost, a brilliant result. Sean, it really puts us on the front foot in the group, I feel, from the off. I mean, I said before, I thought it was a bit of a free hit. You don't have to beat these sort of teams at home. There's the six games to play. You don't have to win the group of death. But I tell you what, it doesn't half help if you win the first game against the top side.
Yeah, without being too cocky, we were joking. Luckily for us, because of the kickoff times, we were able to watch the last sort of 20 minutes. And we were saying when it went 3-2, and you look at the result of the other game with Napoli and Red Star, you may as well, let's not play the other group stages, just put us into the second round. It's Liverpool's very much to lose. Now, the results last night could not have gone better. And I actually, in a way as well, the game couldn't have gone better. A last-minute winner at Anfield is what you want. But especially before that, there's so many positives to take out of it that, you know, it couldn't have been a better night all round, really.
I think there's something in that. I think the idea, you know, if we don't, and there's a point where we could roll them. Three, four, five. I think if Salah's goal, that's the Sturridge rebound, gets given, I think we possibly go on from there and really demonstrate the superiority on the scoreline. I think if they don't get one back before half time, we go on, because it's interesting Tuchel's saying when they get one back, calm, we just get in here 2-1 and we look to rework bits and pieces and we remind each other. So I think you'd always say, oh, well, battering someone's brilliant if you get the opportunity to do it. But I do think that, you know, having served notice on being able to say this is how good we were, and then also getting the huge emotional lift of the 92nd minute winner, it is almost like getting your cake and eating it. You know, it is that thing of, yeah, that's it's doing all the jobs, not just because I think had we have rolled them, had they have become really poor, really ragged, everyone will come away from the game, Rob, saying, oh, Paris Saint-Germain just didn't turn up. They were crap. They were overawed on the day. Whereas because it remains a live game for as long as it does, Liverpool get to be better than Paris Saint-Germain, and no one, the players, the manager, no one can think otherwise. And no one can hide behind, yeah, they didn't turn up. Instead, everyone's got to say, they did turn up. They were just beaten.